Howdy fan, Making 8 Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making 8 Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Meesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my feet knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bumped off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still, I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won't. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't.
Well, good morning, rodeo fans, Making 8 Maniacs, and of course, our Bucky Roos. Welcome to another Making 8 Morning Show right here on Making8Rodeo.com. As we are dragon tail kicking things off for the work week, and I got to tell you, we are just about wore out. It was a long weekend, but we had a great weekend, and hopefully you fans did as well. Whether you were watching us, whether you were out at a rodeo or a bull ride somewhere, it was definitely a great weekend out here in the great state of Oklahoma. And weather turned out to be fantastic. It was just an all-out great weekend. We had got to spend some time with some great friends. And, you can bet we definitely enjoyed it and look forward to the next one. So, anyhow, we're trying to get things fired up, but, we are certainly dragging tail this morning. It is Monday. Time to get things back together. The Rodeo Roo is still, not up to 100%. I mean, it's still looking a little rough, but we're working on getting her cleaned up this morning and getting ready for the next rodeo we'll be out at. We got horses that we're trying to get worked here this week, and, man, it's just a busy schedule, as we try to catch up on things back home and get things ready. But, before we really get into our show today, I got to say, I want to send some prayers out to all of our fans and all of those up there in North Colorado. I was watching on the news, and they're evacuating some phenomenal amount of homes out there as some wildfires are threatening that area. And, that's a rough thing. I know that, living in Florida, we've had some drought seasons and we've had some wildfires. That certainly affected us around those areas, but nothing like where they had to evacuate 3,000 homes. I mean, that's just wow. We've had some interstate shut down and things like that, but I really feel, my heart goes out to those folks up there, and I know that they're kind of in a bad way right now, trying to make some make some things happen, and I really feel for them out there. So definitely want to keep them in your thoughts and in your prayers. That's just pretty tragic. And then, of course, down there in the panhandle of Florida, they had over 20 inches of rain this weekend. And I just, I wish there was some way that we could transfer that rain that's down there in Pensacola up there to Colorado. They need it. They need to get those fires under contained. And, I was watching the news last night after we got home, and, they said it was absolutely 0% contained. I mean, it's just flat out on a roll, and that's just so dangerous and so tragic. I mean, and not just for the homes, but for the livestock and for the animals up there. It does look like it's a pretty mountainous region, so I don't think there's a whole lot of farms or anything up that way, but at the same time, that's just a rough deal to have to go through. So just a tragic deal, and want to send them our best from Oklahoma and all of our fans that are tuned in right now. So, anyhow, wanted to throw that out there to kick off our Monday morning Making 8 Morning Show. And, we did have a fantastic weekend and really excited about some things. I'm kind of proud to be Well, I don't know the right word to even describe it, but I guess you could say a born again Okie, as we're we're now residents up here. But Oklahoma NBA basketball. Now, I'm not a big NBA fan. I don't really watch basketball. I'll watch golf before I watch basketball. But the Thunder, the OKC Thunder, are actually going to the NBA Finals, and we're pretty excited about that. Makes you proud when your home state or when the state you're in, and actually we're pretty fortunate that both of our states are competing in the NBA Finals. We got Miami Heat and Oklahoma Thunder. So we'll see who gets the better of it there in basketball, whether it be a little bit of Thunder or a little bit of Heat. I'm looking forward to at least the final scores. Like I said, it's hard for me to sit back and watch. Now, Austin, my oldest son, he loves to watch basketball. He's pretty hooked on it. So, and he definitely pulls for the OKC Thunder. I mean, that's been his team since he really started watching basketball a couple years ago. And then, of course, we moved out here. And, he definitely been pulling for him. We haven't been to a game yet, but I don't think I could pay $350 that the tickets are going for right now. So I think we're going to have to hold off. We're going to have to hit a few more rodeos before we can afford to get out there and do that. But anyhow, we got a lot of rodeo news to talk about. We got some shout-outs we got to give. We're going to talk about this weekend's event where we were at in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And we'll talk about the events that unfolded. We had a great weekend. We also want to let you guys know that phone lines are open. If you guys want to talk about a rodeo that was in your neck of the woods, maybe something that you got out to, we want to hear about it. This is a chance for you guys to kind of get the message out. Tell other fans about some of the exciting rodeos and bull ridings that are happening in your areas, and hopefully we can get some more fans out there to them, because I'll tell you, with summertime coming, or summertime here, the rodeos are in full swing, and I'm telling you, there's just so many rodeos all over the place, and we want to get you guys out there to them. It's so well worth it. What a great way to spend a weekend with the families. I can promise you, you won't regret it. So make sure you guys stay tuned. We got a lot to talk about here on the Making A Morning Show as we get the work week fired up. Now, of course, it is Monday, so, it just wouldn't be a Monday Making A Morning Show without a little bit of Mark Chestnut to get us fired up. Also want to thank our good friends at Wrangler for supporting the Relay for Life cause that we're out at in the, of course, G-Money Rodeo and the Bulls, Bears, and Bronx event. Give Cancer the Boot as we're out there this weekend. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about it. But here's a word from our good friend Rob with the Wrangler, and, of course, we got a little Mark Chestnut coming your way. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Making A Morning Show right here on MakingARodeo.com.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
Clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Job site at a quarter past nine, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap, stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it?
sure is Monday right here on the Make It Eight Morning Show as we're getting the work week fired up and hopefully getting you guys excited. Rodeos and bull ridings are in full swing right down here, and I mean really everywhere. This is the summer month, and we're leading into Cowboy Christmas. This is the time where these guys are really starting to get things active and starting to make things happen. I mean, you know, the Bill Ford Tough Series is kind of on their break, but really what this is a summer break, and this is an opportunity for these guys to get out to as many events as they can, knowing that, you know, when they're out there on the Bill Ford Tough Series Tour, the summer months make it so difficult if they were to continue to keep riding for those standings. They'd only be able to hit those one or two, you know, or those one events, you know, each week. Maybe they could hit two or three, you know, during the week as they're traveling, but, man, just really difficult. So the Bill Ford Tough Series is on their break, and this gives them an opportunity to really go out and hit some PRCA rodeos, hit some Touring Pro events, and hit some other rodeos that are happening in their neck of the woods, and try to make some big things happen. I know a lot of them are, you know, working to compete and try to make themselves and get to the Wrangler National Finals in December. They're in Las Vegas, so we'll see a lot of those guys out at a lot of the PRCA shows. And, of course, last year, the reigning world champion Shane Proctor in the bull riding, you know, when you've got a guy that's competing both on the Built Ford Tough Series and made it in the top 10 there, and then turn around and compete and win a world championship in the Wrangler National Finals, that says a lot. And real exciting to watch. So for fans, it makes it great to be able to watch both events and really see what's happening out there. But, man, there's so many other things that are happening. So many rodeos are in full swing, and not just even in the bigger ranks. I mean, there's just rodeos everywhere. And, you know, some of you guys might be thinking to yourself, how can we find out about those rodeos? Where can we go? Well, you know, I'm going to tell you. This weekend, as we're in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and we were broadcasting the Give Cancer the Boot Bears and Bronx event, Bulls, Bears and Bronx, we had an opportunity to sit down with somebody who might actually have an opportunity or know a little bit about it and be able to get the word out, and that's Humps and Horns. Humps and Horns was the feature sponsor for this event. And we had the opportunity to sit down with them, and I got to tell you, it was real exciting to see some of the new things that are happening out there with the Humps and Horns magazine. Now, there's a lot of news that is coming your way. I actually was able to get a copy while I was out there this weekend and was able to look through the June edition and some great feature articles, some great storylines from some of our favorites. Timber Tuckness was actually writing an article on it, posted in Humps and Horns about him traveling down the road. A lot of folks out there that we know, a lot of associations we've been able to be a part of since we started Making Eight Rodeo Network, was just really, really informative. I mean, it was just great to see them. And they've got so many postings of where you can find rodeos and what you can do. And, I mean, they've got a section in their Humps and Horns edition called Where's the Beef? And you can go to it, and it'll show you, I mean, June and July, there's rodeos all up and down the U.S., Canada, you know, and you guys will have an opportunity. You guys can go right there to Humps and Horns and find it all. And they also have an e-edition, so you guys can go online and purchase the same magazine at a cheaper price and be able to read up and find out what's happening out there. So if you guys haven't already, go to hnhnews.com and, you know, of course, that being Humps and Horns, and find out what you can do there to make sure you can get the word out and find out where these rodeos are. You definitely want to get into that. So anyhow, you know, like I said, we are just we're kicking things off, and it was really great to meet the new owners and to sit down with Humps and Horns, and really glad to see them out there as they were the feature sponsors for this weekend's event. I was really excited about it, and it really was. It did turn out to be a great event. The weather was fantastic. It was Bulls, Bears, and Bronx. And, you know, despite some of the sound issues we may have had down there, we had several fans that were tuned in online and were able to watch it, which we were really really great to see so many of you fans out there. And not just Saturday night, but also Friday night, we had the Relay for Life, where we actually webcasted that event. And I'm going to tell you, I couldn't get over the fact that so many fans were tuned in online, and we're so appreciative of the support that we got as far as being able to webcast it and bring that to you online. We had some donations that came in, raised over $100 for the Relay for Life, and, of course, we were able to get with Brandon and present him with a check. Now, we did have some issues during our webcast Saturday, which prevented us from being able to show the presentation, but we did present him with a check, and we're very glad that we were able to come down and be a part of this event. This was our first time that we were able to be a part of anything like this, you know. Now, last year we raised a little bit of money. We worked with Ride Rank for a Cure and the USO, and we were able to get some things happening out there. But, I was just, you know, I was very touched. And to see some of the emotional things and see some of the survivors and hear some of their stories out there, their struggles and you know, their battles that they've had to undergo were just huge. So, you know, I would definitely say, you know, get out and support your local Relay for Life. If you couldn't make it to ours, now we're actually going to go back and re-air the entire broadcast. We're going to show you some clips and highlights from Friday night's Relay for Life, which is archived. You can go back and see some of the ceremonies and some of the things that took place out there. You can go back anytime and find those. But we're going to show you some highlights tonight, as well as the entire Give Cancer the Boot Bulls, Bears, and Bronx event. And like I said, I do apologize. The arena is in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, is actually set just outside of a power plant. And I'm telling you, the lines come in and the transmission, you can hear buzzing and humming out there. Really mess with the electrical equipment. And it wasn't just ours. It was the arena things that, you know, the arena sound equipment and stuff like that there. But we got through it. We did have ourselves a good time. And we want to invite you guys to come on down and see some of the action. You know, visit with us here tonight. And we'll be happy to sit back and talk with you guys about it. We may even commentate a little bit of it. And we definitely want to see you guys over there. 7 o'clock Central Time is when that starts up. You go to Making8Rodeo.com, click on the Live Event Center page, or go to the G-Money Rodeo page. We broadcasted it through there. So, yeah, it was really a rough place, and we've got some of our fans in our chat room now, right now, saying that they probably need to move that arena. And, well, you know, I would certainly probably suggest that as well. So anyways, you know, it really was. We're just glad to be a part of it, and so glad that so many of you fans. Now, we had a group of fans from Minnesota. And, of course, most of you guys know Miss Emily is a huge supporter of Making 8 Rodeo Network, and she has rallied the troops up there in Minnesota, as they had a group of over 30 fans that were hanging out, all watching the live webcast. And I'm talking about when we were out there and they were doing Zumba there at the Relay for Life, or they were doing dance-offs. They had our fans that were watching online also doing the same thing. So we were really excited for that. Now, we had about 50 fans that were coming and going throughout the evening, but Emily and her group, the Making 8 Renegades, I guess you could call them, were up in Minnesota, and they were there the entire night. They never left. And just like we were out there for the entire 12 hours, so were they. And so we were actually able to get bands for, you know, wristbands for being able to stay up all night and compete. And we went back to the Relay for Life, and we told them with our webcast, we actually had fans that were with us the entire 12 hours. And she said, well, how many? And I said, 30. And her mouth about hit the floor. She's like, you've got to be kidding. And I said, no, ma'am. That's just how we did, you know. And they're so excited about what's happening here at Making8Rodeo.com and so glad to be a part of it that they were just as entertained as we were there at the arena. So I will say that as we received wristbands for being out there the entire 12 hours, we got over 30 wristbands that we're sending to Emily and the Making 8 Renegades up there in Minnesota that – because of their support and because of what they have done to help us and to support the Relay for Life and to support MakingItRodeo.com, we're able to get these wristbands. So you guys have wristbands coming your way. And we're really excited about that and glad that you guys were able to take a part of that. So, you know, as well as some other prizes. Now, Emily and her gang have also won some autographed photos courtesy of us and Gooby and some of those down there. So we're going to be sending you guys some autographed pictures as well as these wristbands for taking part of this Relay for Life. And we're very, you know, very thankful to have such dedicated fans that are able to tune in on things that may be outside of rodeo. So anyways, I actually, you know, was very pleased to also say that, you know, we were able to see a lot of new things happening with the Cowboys of Faith. And, you know, they're a group that we've been able to be a part of, and we've been posting pictures and sending them through Facebook and things like that. And I got to tell you that we were really excited to see Cowboys of Faith out at so many events, but we saw them directly here at this event as more and more competitors and more fans are getting on board with Cowboys of Faith. And I can say we're proud to be Cowboys of Faith and very glad that so many other competitors and, you know, these athletes that are out there are riding on faith, and we're very glad to be a part of that as well. So, fans, I want to let you guys know phone lines are still open, and, you know, you guys have an opportunity to call us, 646-915-9940. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear about the rodeos and the bull ridings that you've been out to this weekend. Give us an update. Let us know where things are happening this coming week. If you're going out to a rodeo, we want to know about it. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. We're going to get back with you here. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more rodeo, more bull riding right here on the Monday Making 8 Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Howdy, rodeo fans, maniacs, and buckaroos. Scott Misek here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out Making8Rodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Bull Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and of course, the Making 8 Morning Show with yours truly. Also check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have rodeo chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.making8rodeo.com.
Place. William Roberts will surely suffice. you're not sure, just drink one more. She'll look better, I swear. 'Cause I was giving birth in South Fort Worth. That's where I live and die. I'll have a stockyard. I've been lost there myself. Six steps from my pillow, shut down armadillo. I stopped off and bought one round. Well, in the stockyard, it's my backyard. That's where I grew up. Well, I drank my first beer, I cried my first tear on the corner of North and Main. Well, in the stockyard.
That's right. Welcome back to the Making Eight Morning Show right here on MakingEightRodeo.com. And, well, you know, that was a song we wanted to throw out there to our good friends at the Fort Worth Stockyards. And, you know, we're getting some information. We've been getting some contacts and, of course, following them on Facebook and Twitter. And want to send them a big old shout-out this morning as they were posting some of our tweets here this weekend and this morning. So glad to have them on board and kind of following along with what's happening here at Making8Rodeo.com. And, well, you know, it certainly helps to have good friends like them supporting us, and we want to support them just as well. So you guys make sure, if you guys haven't already, to get down to Fort Worth. If you guys are passing through that area, take that opportunity to get down to the Fort Worth Stockyards. I can promise you that's a place that's happening with rodeos. And every weekend they hold a rodeo down there, and we're glad to have them just down the road from us. Can't wait to get some of our maniacs on board, and we'll all meet up down there at the Fort Worth Stockyards. That's where it's at. So you guys go check them out. Make sure you follow them on Facebook and Twitter. So anyways, getting down to it, we've got about 30 minutes left in our show. However, I will tell you that we've got a lot of things that are happening out here this weekend and happening back here at the Making Eight Ranch. We've got to get things caught back up. So you guys make sure that you guys are kind of tuning in and seeing what's happening. But if we don't get those callers on the line, we may break out of here just a few minutes early and get an early start on what's happening. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time, I will tell you that we are going to be rebroadcasting. We'll be back on the air, and we'll be rebroadcasting the events from this weekend, the Relay for Life, and the Give Cancer the Boot, Bulls, Bears, and Bronx. So, and, of course, that was presented by Humps and Horns and Wrangler Jeans and so many of the local sponsors down there that took part. We're very, very glad that they all did come together. We had Gooby the Clown down there, and of course, he was entertaining as always, despite some of the electrical issues that were happening and the audio issues that were happening down there. We were very excited to see what was going on. So you guys make sure that you guys are tuning in tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time, and help spread the word. Now, I did just recently post out there, and I'm not even sure if it went through, but we had the opportunity down there at the Bulls, Bears, and Bronx to work, and we got some interviews from a couple of the athletes down there. And one guy hadn't ridden a bull in 8 years and was hearing from Brandon talk about the event that happened. And I'm talking about our good friend, Mr. Joe. And now, Joe, we had down there we had actually, he was down there Friday night with us at the Relay for Life and said that, you know, he said, Brendan was talking about this deal and saying that all the proceeds go back to the American Cancer Society and the Relay for Life. And he said, I'm in. I mean, count me in. So, you know, after 8 years of not getting on a bull, he decided to come out and get on board. Well, you know, that really inspired me to see a guy like that come out and get on a bull. Now, I will tell you that the bull he had was pretty strong. He was a little nervous, and of course, the bull come out there and made one real huge jump, and as soon as he did, it ended up giving Joe the a close up of the dirt, I guess you could say. And but it was fun, you know. And I know he enjoyed it. And the first thing he said was, "Well, it looks like I'm going to go get back in shape and have to start riding," you know. And I thought to myself, well, and we actually had the opportunity to get back behind the bucking chutes, and we were pulling his rope, and he actually borrowed our gear, which was really cool. But I was like, you know what? That kind of inspired me. So I started thinking. And of course, you know, when I start thinking, things happen. And I said, you know, we're around these rodeos all the time. And we're around these bull ridings all the time. And I keep looking at them, and I get hungry and hungrier, you know. And it's like, man, you know, it's like looking at the apple and not being able to take a bite, you know. It's like it makes it very tough. So this is the deal. We've got over 5,000 friends on our personal Facebook page. And I will tell you that we're looking to have over 5,000 friends on our fan page, our Making Eight Rodeo Network fan page. So if we get over 5,000 fans, however long that may take, we will get out to an event, and we will get out there and ride some bulls. You know, it's only been 3 years for us, and after being out there this weekend, I said, you know what, it's time to start getting back in shape and start getting ready to do it. And we just got to bear down and go make it happen. So we're going to be out of some practice pens, and you know, I have a feeling that here coming up during these summer months, we're going to have an opportunity to go out there and kind of tone things up, work on a barrel a little bit, and, you know, maybe we'll have an opportunity to get out there with Gary LaFue and a few of these others. We're going to come back, and we're going to ride. I've still got my gear, and, of course, it's still in good shape, still works out real well, as we found out this weekend. So there's some big news for you, that if we can get over 5,000 fans on our Facebook fan page, Making Eight Rodeo Network, we will jump out there and we will go to it. And you guys, and of course, you know, with us being who we are, we're going to webcast it. I'll guarantee it. So you guys will have the opportunity to watch it as well. Not going to say what event it's going to be at, because we don't know how long it's going to take before we get these 5,000 fans. But we want to get 5,000 fans on our Facebook fan page. If we can get it done, we will sure enough get out there. So there's something for you guys to look forward to. Y'all want to see it? We'll make it happen. And I'm getting some reports on our Facebook about, does Kelly know about it? Well, not exactly. So, you know, We'll have to lead her into it pretty easy. But she knows about the fever. She knows when you get it, you get it, and it's just not going to go away. So we'll make it happen. I guarantee it. It will happen, and it will be brought to you online right here on MakingEightRodeo.com. And, you know, the funny thing is we're kind of comparing stories because, you know, Rob Smets, of course, was out there at the arena at the PBR World Finals and stepped in front of some bulls. You know, he did it without his family knowing. You know, if we can get it done, we're going to make it happen. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. It's going to be exciting. So get the word out there. If we get over 5,000 fans on our Making Eight Rodeo Network fan page, we're going to go jump on some bulls, and we will webcast it live. Not sure where yet. We'll have to line that up. Maybe at a G-Money Rodeo event. Shoot, it may be at a Touring Pro event. I don't know, but I can promise you it's going to happen. So you guys just hang tight and get the word out there. I'm ready to get back and do it. I really am. I got that fever again, and it's time. It's time to show that, you know, the reason why Making Eight Rodeo was created was because I am a bull rider that still has that passion. So, you know, I know that we can make it happen. And we see guys that are older than I am. I mean, I'm only 34, you know. So it's nothing for me to get out there and go get it done. It's just a matter of me stepping up and making it happen. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So I want to give you guys the opportunity to step up and help us out. Let's make this deal happen. You know, if you guys want to see it, we'll make it happen. And so we've made the official announcement. We've made the official deal right here on Making8Rodeo.com and the Making Eight Morning Show. You guys get out there and spread the word as things are going to happen. So anyways, fans, that was our big announcement for the week, I guess you could say. Also want to let you guys know, I did have a great conversation with Katie Bartlett last night. And, of course, Katie is in Australia. She's getting ready to cover the Australian World Finals that are happening out there. So you guys make sure to tune in to her and follow her True Cowboy Radio shows, as she's going to be broadcasting with some great interviews and getting you guys out there and letting you guys know what's happening in her neck of the woods down under. So we look forward to having Katie back, though, here in Oklahoma here real soon. And that's only a couple weeks away, and we'll be getting out to more rodeos and more bull ridings during these summer months, so you guys make sure to stay tuned. But fans, we are going to close down here a little early. We got to go get a horse worked at, actually looked at. He's not looking too good this morning. Cowboy's not doing so great. So we're going to go out there and kind of tune him up a little bit. And we have got to, we got to get the rodeo roo ready. Get out there and get ready to hit some more rodeos and some more bull riding. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. Well, thank you guys for all tuning in here on the Making Eight Morning Show. And make sure to tune in tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time, as we will be live and we will be on the air bringing you the entire weekend's recap event. So make sure you guys do that. Tune in, spread the word, post the links, and we'll see you guys tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time. Until then, rodeo fans, y'all make sure to have a grip. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that His love can bring, turn your radio on. Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.